He is just one of those salt of the earth people, fully committed to the purposes of God. Every now and then in life, I meet someone who just says, it's all about Jesus and his kingdom, and everything else comes second. I love meeting and getting around people like that. Terry's that kind of person. It's just God, the kingdom, souls, the purposes of God, and then everything else come a dismal second, third, fourth, fifth. Except Joe, of course, she's right up there. But won't you just reach out your hands? Lord, we thank you for Terry. We thank you that he's such a gift to us. His heart has come in and he's just made such a difference. And I thank you that through him, many like-minded people will also be raised up and released for the glory of your kingdom, which has been extended through your church into our Jerusalem, all the way around through our Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Amen.
On there. Cool. Good morning. Really good to be here today. Gee, just so thankful to have this opportunity. A little bit tired this morning, but really quite happy. How does this? Oh my gosh, yeah. If you can't, if it doesn't work, just use a bit of force, you know. Yeah, my daughter's 21st last night, and we had an amazing time together. And I had the opportunity to compose and sing a song, and I even got through most of it without, you know, breaking down and weeping my eyes out, you know, which was amazing. So really thankful. My last one now is taken off and she's flying, and so Joe and I are very, very happy that we've got three beautiful kids and really blessed by God. That's why my wife is not here this morning. She's busy running around cleaning up all the mess and everything. But yeah, really believe I have a word in season this morning, not just for you but also for me as well. So Andy, can we kick off with that scripture, Acts 17 verse 26 to 28. A lot of words have been coming out of Highway the last 3 to 4 weeks. Just really, I think from sort of the 20th of December. So I think every word, I haven't been here for all of them, but they've just been so amazing the way that they've all lined up with what I really believe God is wanting to do and activate today, culminating in stuff happening today. If we read the scripture, it says, from one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. So, if you just look, that to me is just such an amazing scripture. He determined the time set for each one of us, okay? It's not just somewhere by chance that you are living in this time, in this generation. It's not by chance that you are just happen to be sitting somewhere here this morning. It's not by chance that you are living exactly where you are living right now, that you are living in and around Pinetown or Hillcrest or Westville, wherever. Because God determined that long before you were born. God determined the time, the generation, the place. And he did this so that we might reach out, so that others may reach out to him and find him. And so it's God's purpose, has always been his purpose, that we have a role to fulfill, that we impact the city that we're living in, that we impact the nation that we're living in, the neighborhood, the business, wherever we are, that we would impact the world around us, that we would leave a legacy, as James spoke about. And I was here a couple of weeks ago. Gary spoke on making an impact, taking every opportunity. And you know, he said some amazing things there. And some of us have chosen to keep our eyes closed. Some of us have chosen to just go with the flow and actually not to get involved. But the fact is that God wants us to make an impact. We have an inheritance. And God is planning for us to arrive there with the full basket of fruit. Not to arrive empty. Yes, we're going to arrive. But what are we going to be there with? God wants us to have an amazing inheritance. Amen. So, Gary said also, he said, God is bringing a freshness to this house. James said, we are born to leave a legacy. What legacy is my life leaving behind? Creation is waiting in eager expectation for the sons of God to rise up and to take their mountain. Groaning, waiting, anticipating, saying, come on. Come on, guys. We want you to take these mountains. We're waiting for you. This is what your purpose is. It's about inheritance. And never too old. It's a lie. That's what James said. And so, just some of the things that God has been saying. And I personally felt that for a season, God decommissioned us in a way, so to speak. He brought us in off the battlefield and said, hey, listen, I want to teach you a whole lot of new stuff in the light of grace because, and, you know, I don't want you going and doing stuff for the wrong reasons. It's far easier and better for you and you'll be far more successful if you do stuff and bring life in a way where you don't have to perform, where you're doing it just because you're a son and a daughter of God and you just love doing it. You love people because you love me and it's just a cruise for you. So I want you to come into a place where I want to re-equip you, I want to train you, I want to talk to you and teach you about the grace of God. And I feel that season has come, it's stayed, and it's going to be here. It's a foundation. It's been laid in this church. But we can only stay here being equipped for long, for so long. There comes a time when God's saying, okay, you know the story, guys. Hey, you know the beat. Right, now, let's get out there and start really doing it. It doesn't mean we don't continue laying the foundation, we don't live our lives in the light of grace, but it means that we go and impact the world that we're living in, that we don't just hang around and waiting for more teaching. Because I feel that that season of us being taught is not over. It's certainly going to continue, but we don't need to know any more to be able to get out and do what God is calling us to do. Amen. So, yeah, just looking at the words that have been spoken over this house. Keith, he came in and he spoke also about a freshness, saying there was a new season coming for Keith Ferrante. Yeah, Keith Ferrante. And he spoke and declared a new season over this church. And if you remember Josh Mills coming and singing, off with the old, on with the new, off with the old, yeah, on with the new, yeah, off with the old, yeah. So today we're declaring off with the old. Today, this is the day where his proclamation to me, God is going to activate, but God needs you to be part of the equation because we can stand and we can proclaim and we can teach stuff forever. But unless each of us takes responsibility and activates what God wants us to do, and we choose to say, yes, I don't want to be part of the old anymore. I want the new. I'm embracing the new. I want the freshness. I want a new season. I'm tired of standing at the crossroads, being intimidated, not knowing which way to go. I'm tired of being under this same mountain. I've been here for long enough. I'm tired of going around and around and around this mountain. I want to take this mountain. But I have to declare that to myself. And I have to choose to activate by faith what God wants to do in my life. Amen. No amount of teaching is going to get me there. But it's a choice. And I want to say later on, I'm going to give all of us a choice to come forward here and to make a statement and say, God, I'm here and I'm taking a step forward because I'm tired of the old. I'm tired of just being intimidated and being in the same place. And I want you to recommission me today. I want you to reactivate me today. I want a fresh mantle. I want you to fan my gifts into flame. I want you to put new gifts on me today. I want you to move me forward. So we're going to get that opportunity a bit later, and I want to encourage you to make that choice now. Even before I just go through a few things that I'm going to talk about, times and seasons and God, I believe that once we make that choice, while I'm just speaking a few things here, which will help to focus us on what season we've come from, what season we're in, and what season God wants to take us into, I believe that if you make that choice now, while I'm busy talking, that God is going to speak to you through the Holy Spirit. God is going to whisper new things to you and to me. And God is going to even start commissioning people right now. And the Holy Spirit is moving right now. Right now. As I'm speaking, I believe God is already speaking to some people right now. Now thank you for that, Holy Spirit. We just give you freedom in this place, Holy Spirit. Just whisper new things to people. The dry ground, just bring fresh rain, Holy Spirit, right now. The rain of your love, of your plans, of your purposes, dear God. I thank you for lives that have become ineffective, that today, Lord, is the day where there's a freshness and newness coming over people, God, like living water from the rock. Looks like I need a bit of living water as well. So, yeah. I'm going to just talk about seasons and just explain to you that there are seasons. A lot of people are completely unaware of the fact that there are seasons. But God has made it so clear in showing us the seasons, four clear seasons every year, repeating themselves, just differently, different in different places, different nations, more acute winters overseas than here, and so forth. But God is speaking to us clearly through the seasons. And he's saying to us, just as there are natural seasons around us, there are also spiritual seasons. And they're the same. You have summer, spring, autumn, and winter. And they work in very similar ways in terms of the natural seasons. And the question is, what season are you in now? And what season does God want to take you into? And if you've never asked that question to yourself before, I want to ask you to really consider that question today, even as I'm talking. Because I'm going to explain to you what the seasons look like to give you an idea of where you are. Because if you don't know where you are, you don't know where God is. If you don't know where you are, you don't know where God wants to take you. So you're okay so far? You're all right? Am I doing okay here? So first of all, the winter season. In the winter season, God is saying, be still and know that I am God. Andy, can you put that scripture up? It's verse 46. Yeah, okay, good. And I say, what season are you in? So it might sound like a strange question, but we'll see now how profoundly our lives are affected by the different seasons. If we could have a choice, most of us would choose to remain in one season permanently. And we'd probably choose spring or summer rather than winter or autumn, just because they're easier, it's more fun, you can run around outside, you know, the vines are budding, there's lots of fruit, and you can go and pick the fruit. But that's not the way it works. Just as there continues change in the physical seasons, there are also changes in the spiritual seasons. If you go running around outside in Hamburg in the middle of winter, minus 25 degrees, and you don't have like heavy clothing on, you're probably going to frick because it's really, really cold. So we need to know. It's like, hey, it's not a time, winter is therefore not a time for running around. It's not a time for running out there and you're not prepared with the right clothing. So we need to be able to interpret the signs and the times, prepare for seasons in our lives. We're all called as leaders in one form or another, leading our families, our businesses. And God is continuously moving us and our people through different seasons and for various reasons according to his plans and purposes. And it's important that we know what season we're in now so that we can work together with God in this season to prepare well for the next season. Everything has its seasons. Nations, governments, cities, empires, churches, and also obviously individuals. We're all going through seasons. So winter's the time when God generally deals with issues in our lives, excess baggage, character defects, a time of transformation. God has whispered stuff to us. And what he does in the winter season generally, we get pruned and taken care of the excess baggage, and God begins to prepare us to release us into the next season. It's not a time for running around, and it's a good time to just sit by the fire, a warm place, inside, where it's safe, and hear God just saying, be still. Be still. Know that I'm God. I'm in control. Just chill. I'm busy with you. I'm preparing you for great things. But it's a difficult season because we find ourselves sowing and sowing, and it's tears, and it's just more tears and more tears. And we look and say, God, where's the fruit? Where's the fruit? But actually, it's winter. And we're like, where's the fruit? But let God continue to get the taproots down and get us prepared and ready and work with God. When we look back on this difficult season, we are astounded at the huge growth that God has given us in our lives. We can clearly see God's amazing love and faithfulness. And we are astounded when we look back, because when we're in it, it's so hard, it's such a grind, it's so dry, it seems to be so devoid of life. But yet, it's so full of life because there's so much growth. And we only really see it generally when we're out of that season. We look back and we say, wow, isn't that amazing? Look what God did, you know. And I just couldn't see it. I just saw death. I just saw, you know, fallow ground. But look at what God has done. Then spring. It says in 1 Chronicles 20 verse 1, in the springtime, at the time when kings go off to war, Job led out the armed forces. He laid waste the land of the Ammonites and went to Rabbath and besieged it. But David remained in Jerusalem. So in the springtime, when the kings go off to war. So in the springtime, when the kings, you know, the kings go off to war. So God has prepared you. In the winter, you're really strong. And now there's new buds, there's new shoots, there's a new season. God releases you to go out and take amazing territory. You're very bold. You're very brave. You're very courageous because God is with you. And actually, you passed the tests in winter. There have been a lot of tests that God gave you that you passed those tests, because God doesn't want to release you into a new season if he's not sure that you've passed the tests and that you're ready to go into battle. Because he doesn't want to see us fail. He's a loving dad. But actually, when we're there and when we move off into that season and we are taking new ground, it's just such a bravado season. It's like, yeah, I'm here. I'm going to take as much. I'm going to make it count. I'm going to take the enemy apart. I'm going to take that city. And God gives us such favor. You know, it's amazing. And it's like with the Israelites when they moved out of the desert into Canaan. The manna stopped. They moved across the Jordan and they began to forage for their own food. And so what happens in the new season is God will cut off the supply. What worked for the old season doesn't work for the new season anymore. And sometimes you try and apply the same things, but they don't work. So the Israelites crossed the Jordan, and the manna stopped immediately, and they had to start to forage. But actually, they were in a new territory. They had to go and fight for all the tribes, you know, fought for their own inheritance and fought for one another to take new ground. There's opposition, but God gives us victory. And we brave, courageous warriors because he's with us. Summer. Psalm 16, verse 5. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. That is summer. That speaks of summer. You know, you've taken ground. You've conquered. You know, you have a delightful inheritance. You explore your boundaries. And whatever you put your hand to, it's awesome. It just seems to succeed. You don't have to battle for things. You don't have to grind it out. But you just things just seem to fall in your lap. And there's just fruit everywhere, you know, just falling off the trees. And, you know, you can just go and pluck it off. And that's why we like to stay in summer. We like to hang there because it's such a nice season to be in. But in actual fact, when we look back on the summers, there's not a lot of growth. Spiritually, we just revel, okay? But there's not a lot of growth. That's why when we decide to stay in summer, you know, we don't really, we have a good time. But actually, if you look back, we see we didn't really grow amazingly well. But it's good. It's great to revel. It's great to celebrate what God has done. And it's great to have a season where everything is going well, where everything is working, where the fruit is just growing everywhere. Okay, so that's kind of summer. And then autumn, moving off into autumn. Maybe Psalm 23. Let's go to Psalm 84, verse 5 to 7, Andy. There are a couple of scriptures. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, and each appears before God in Zion. And the summer season, autumn season is like a season of completeness, you know. You've done the full trip sort of thing. And God is just saying, hey, look, just chill out, you know. Just go and sit by the waters. I want to renew your strength, you know. I want to restore your soul because you've taken a bit of a battering and a bruising. I just want the rivers of life to just flow over you. I want you to just peel up and just chill. And I want you to begin to just think about the new things once again that I have for you. I want you to just think about all the possibilities that you, the territory, inheritance, and stuff that you have done and what can be done still. And it's almost like a completion of a season, but also like a whispering of new things to come. And that is autumn. And so, you know, what season are you in? It's difficult to peg down exactly what season you're in. But you've heard the descriptions that I've given you. We can go from winter to spring and back again. It's not like the normal seasons. We can either work with God and know exactly where we are in terms of a season and hear God and work with God to prepare for the next season. And we don't precipitate the next season. We wait for God to release us into the next season once we prepare. then we can safely go into the next season. But sometimes, and I've done this myself, I'm like in winter and I'm tired of being there. I've just had enough of it. And I've decided I'm going to propel myself into summer. I don't want to be in winter anymore. I'm going to move myself into the summer season. I want to go and pick fruit where there's no fruit. And I end up back into a winter season. But the more we prepare with God for the next season, the more we work with God, the more we allow God to, even if it's in a hard place that we're in, it's better to be in a hard place with God, with the Spirit, than to be in an easy place, devoid of God. But the promise is this, I promise you this, that if we work with God in the season that we're in, and we allow God to do all that He needs to do in us, and we pass the test, and we know when we're passing the test, then we can be sure that we will see the suddenlies. And it's always a suddenly where God releases us into something new. But the suddenly took a lot of time. It took working with God to bring us to that place. Amen. End the present season well, the existing season, whatever season you are in right now, end it well. Don't go rushing off and doing stuff on your own bat. Because when you end the existing season well, you've now got a good seed for the new season. The seed, the way you ended the old season, is the seed for the new season in God. And very often I see guys just, and I hope Steve doesn't mind me mentioning this, but guys just running off, just getting upset with what people do in churches, and you know, they get upset by what one said about the other, and they decide on their own bat, I'm pushing off, I'm going somewhere else, I've had enough of this place. God's not in it. They don't consult any leaders. They don't consult any people that really care for them. They don't even really sit and consult God in it. They just make their own decision, and they go off somewhere else. And then there's no life there, you know. It's better to be in a hard place and work with God and speak to people about what you feel God's saying. And don't move and do something unless you're clear in your heart that that is what God's calling you to do. If you're not sure, ask God for confirmation. And He will give you confirmation. You can even say, God, I want a word. I want somebody to speak to me. I want to be clear about this. And God will speak to us. I know, I've been there many, many times. In fact, when I moved from wherever I was before and I came to Howard, it was a process for me, for myself and my wife, Jolene. And I'm so glad that we did do that well. We spoke to a number of people before we moved. We spoke to Steve and Jan, one of the couples we spoke to. And I'll tell you something, when we came here and we arrived here in January 2011, it's actually exactly 4 years ago, 2010, 4 years. It's virtually exactly 4 years. I want to tell you that we got knitted in here like that. I'm telling you, we came and we just felt like this is immediately home. If we didn't have to try and push in and whatever, we were like, wow, this is so amazing, you know. And in fact, I think even the leaders were a bit astounded about how quickly and how well we knitted in. And we just kind of felt so at home. But it's because we took a while and a long time, and we allowed God to speak to us clearly, and we didn't rush things. So just a few things that I have to give you in brief, because I don't have much time anymore. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. It says, be prepared in season and out of season. A fruit tree doesn't bear fruit all the year round. It has its seasons. But actually, when it's not in season, it's preparing for being in season. It's still green. It still has life. But it might just not be bearing fruit. And so, we need to be prepared. It's not... I think a lot of people say, I'm out of season. And they kind of talk themselves into a place of no life. But God always wants us to bring life, whatever season we're in. And we prepare for the seasons by commitment, availability, obedience, accountability, pruning, excess baggage, fertilizing, prayer, intimacy, and just the Word. Allowing the Holy Spirit to, you know, bring revelation to us through the Word, and just kind of preparing ourselves for what God is actually doing. When we're out of season, we're preparing for the next season so that we can bear good fruit. The next thing, is just these are just things that I feel that can help us in the season. The next one is, my times are in your hands, Psalm 31, verse 5. We trust and submit to God. He's our loving Father. He knows exactly what's happening in our lives. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Even if it's a hard place, we know that He's with us. Jesus submitted Himself to the Father by allowing Himself to be led into the desert by the Holy Spirit to be tested. If He didn't do that, He would never have emerged in the power of the Holy Spirit. He would never have even commenced His ministry, but He allowed Himself to be led into the Holy to the desert with the Holy Spirit. And He was tested, and for us, sometimes we're also tested, you know, but God approves us through testing. And if we don't know, if we're not sure whether, as I said earlier, the time is right, we can always ask God for confirmation. And then it says, the wise heart will know the proper time. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 5. Yeah, and the thing is that just because God is speaking something to us now, right now, it doesn't mean we must go and do it like immediately. God is saying, Terry, you're going to be ministering in this area. It doesn't mean I must go immediately and go and do that. It means God's whispering stuff to me. He then wants to prepare and equip me. And then, when the time is right, He will then release me into what He wants me to do. It doesn't mean to say that I must rush off immediately and go and do it, which is something that I often do because I love activating. I love just starting and going and doing things. And I end up messing up quite often like that. If you do that, it's like a tree budding too early. And actually it buds when there's windy season and the wind comes and just blows all the buds away. And then there's no fruit. God is totally committed to our success and to our future. And so we bring anything that is hindering us or whatever before our dad so that He can help us to deal with whatever issues there are so that we can move off into the next season. So prepare for the future. We can't say tomorrow will be the same as today because it won't. But that doesn't worry us because we're a futuristic rather than a historical people. We'd rather hear for God about our amazing future that He has for us because our tomorrows are far more exciting than our yesterdays. As the people of God, our tomorrows are far more exciting than our yesterdays. We are a prophetic people. We're able to understand and interpret the times and seasons in our lives, and we work with God to prepare and to become the future. We are also able to speak into the lives of the people that we're leading. We tell them what we see God is doing in their lives, and we help to prepare them and equip them for where God is taking them. God is always intentional and purposeful. He's constantly working behind the scenes of our lives. Right now, God is arranging, He's preparing, He's orchestrating our lives for maximum success in the now. Right now, as I speak, God is behind the scenes and He's arranging everything to work for our good, arranging for our inheritance, arranging to the best of His ability for our success. He wants amazing fruitfulness and a glorious future inheritance for each one of us. So, it all begins with us. What is the next season God's taking you into? Equip plus prepare plus position equals release. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. So yeah, I skipped through quite a bit of stuff, but I trust that it was meaningful to you, and I trust that while I was speaking, the Holy Spirit was also speaking to you, maybe whispering some new things. So friends, if that's you today, if you're tired of the old and you want to move into the new, if you want to move into the freshness that God has for you this morning, why don't you just stand where you are so that we can pray for you. We can just ask for God to activate people and recommission people. Maybe there's some of you, as I said, that have been under a mountain for so long. You're just so tired of being under that same mountain. And God is saying, I don't want you to stand there looking up at the mountain any longer. I want you to take that mountain. Maybe you're going around the mountain. God is saying, take the mountain. Maybe you're at a crossroads not knowing how to get to the mountain. God is saying, I'm the way. But I want you to take that mountain. And so today, Father God, for every one of your amazing kids that is standing up here before you, that had the courage to stand, they've made a choice today, Father God. Your kids have made a choice. They've said, Father, off with the old and on with the new.